B. Sounds good, doesn't it? What does it mean? Simply put, you'll never get stuck with an RDI diamond. Take a look at your current inventory.
Thank you for holding. You may continue to wait for the next available representative. Or you may press 1 now to leave a message, and we will return your call shortly.
RDI Diamonds, New York. This is Scott. Can I help you?
Hey, Scott. It's Stephanie calling from Shipley's Fine Jewelry. How are you?
I am amazing. How are you today?
Doing well. Doing well. So,
let me see if I can grab Bob for you.
Oh, you know, whatever. You can help me. I just have a few stones that I'd like to see if I can get in by next Thursday. I have an appointment for a natural diamond customer.
Beautiful. Bear with me a second here. Sure. You're at Jeweler's Bench in Hampstead, right?
Yep, that's us.
Well, you know, Bob gets a bad check today, Destiny, because your name isn't even on here.
What?
You have to have
Stephanie
a conversation.
Is.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, that's who I am, Stephanie.
Okay, you got it. You're killing me. All right, let's see what we got.
Okay.
Tell me what you're looking at.
I'm looking at P319079. It's a 120 oval HSI-1.
Okay, next one.
P319301. It's a radiant carat 20 FSI-2.
All right, and what else you got?
And emerald cut P320849 carat 20 VS-1H color.
So is that it, or did you have another one?
That's it.
All right, let's take a look here. So, the 120 emerald cut is in-house. The 120 oval is in-house. The radiant shipped out on the 3rd and has a showing date of tomorrow, so we're going to flag that. So, this is what I'd like to do if it's okay with you. I am going to ship you these two other ones because if we wait until next week, they won't be here, and I'd rather have them
right
in your hands now. And I am going to see if we can't get that radiant back. I'll call Aubrey and find out what's going on there. Are we going to do these IJO or RJO?
IJO, please.
You got it. All right. So I got two for you. Let me look at this real quick, see if there's something that matches that other radiant that I'm missing, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right. So this is what we're going to do.
Okay. Perfect.
I'm going to have Bob call you back on this radiant, and we're going to ship these out for tomorrow. I'm going to ask a couple silly questions just because it's been a while since I shipped you guys. Looks like it's going to go to 1224 North Main Street.
That's us.
And do you
Maryland,
prefer,
2704.
Yep. Do you prefer overnight AM or PM? Either is free.
Yeah, whichever. I mean, our FedEx driver normally is here by 10. He hasn't even shown up yet
right
today. So we haven't even gotten a UPS delivery today. I know they're having issues with, you know, the fleets and stuff after that UPS plane crashed. FedEx has had to, like, go back and redo all their planes and stuff. So.
Yeah, they've got, like, a third of their fleet grounded is what I heard.
Yep.
It's we had a van, a regular panel van, come pick up last night, you know, 200 packages. And I looked right at our security guy. I said, we're going to have a problem. Guess what happened?
All right.
They didn't leave Rochester until 4 o'clock this morning. So we are behind.
Oh, God. Yeah. So.
But that way we'll get these out nice and early and there won't be any problems. And I'll get on that rating.
Right. All right, Scott. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.